Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen. The hot tub boats on the Chicago River were a big hit last year, and they are back for this winter. Tell us more about it.
Indeed they are. Good morning, Bob. Yes, so the Chicago Electric Boat Company rolled out these boats last year that are outfitted with a hot tub that fits up to 6 passengers. So you're essentially just cruising along the river in a hot tub. Chicagoans loved it. It was sold out for most of the season. They are trying to add boats like as fast as they can just due to the demand. So a couple more boats will be on the water this year. But yeah, you can go and rent a boat. It's a 90-minute cruise. Will cost $350 on weekdays, $425 on the weekends. There's no food allowed in the hot tub, which, I mean, seems like it should be a no-brainer. But people can bring their own beverages. But yeah, it looks pretty fun. They compare it to, you know, it's nice and chilly outside, but you're cozy in the boat and gives you a chance to be out on the water in the winter, which we don't normally do.
So you can get 6 people in the hot tub, and it's 90 minutes, and it's like, what, $350 on weekdays, $425 on the weekends?
Yep, and you're going slow. You're really just like a slow cruise down there. Somebody who is in the group is like assigned to captain the ship, but this is a little hand lever.
Is there? Where do you change? Is there? I mean, you just gotta. How do you do that? What do you do?
I'm sure along the river, the Chicago Electric Boat Company has like these little stands along the river, so they have, I'm sure they have it all set up for people to change. They have like these little shipping containers, and they've turned them into offices and things like that. The river walk has just exploded in recent years. There's so much new stuff. Every time I'm over there, there's like 10 new businesses.
Okay, the hot tub boats can operate in temperatures down to 20 degrees. I'm sure, it's a good thing they'll be adding more boats because people are going to want to do that. I know. Let's get to the breaking Italian beef news. And I know this place, and they have a good sandwich.
I actually want to check it out. They've been serving, Bob O's has been serving Italian beef and char dogs in Dunning for 50 years, and they just opened a second location in Norwood Park. This is a family-owned shop. A lot of these old hot dog stands have not survived because the family hasn't wanted to carry them on, but that is not the case. Phyllis Bartell, a single mom of 4, opened Bob O's, took over Bob O's in the early 70s at 8258 West Irving Park Road. She died just 2 years ago, but her kids have taken over the business. They are adding a location, and they said the popularity of the bear has really made the Italian beef like so much more popular. So their Italian beef is made in-house. It's supposed to be delicious. It looks really good based on the photos we have in our story. It's an old school recipe, Mike Bartell said, who is one of the owners of the hot dog shop. They're doing really well, and they really thank the bear for getting Italian beef back on the radar.
Yeah, Babbo's, 6161 North Milwaukee and 8258 West Irving Park, 2 locations now. And speaking of the bear, tell us about this Jeremy Allen White lookalike contest.
Yeah, I had to text my friend who lives in Oregon, and I was like, you might want to fly home. there is going to be a Jeremy Allen White lookalike contest Saturday in Humboldt Park. This is a pretty DIY endeavor. It looks like just posters were put up around the neighborhood saying, go to the Big Hill in Humboldt Park on November 16th at 1 p.m., and whoever looks the most like Jeremy Allen White will win $50 and some cigarettes. to be on brand with Chef Carmi. This has been happening all over the country, these celebrity lookalike contests, and some of the celebrities have crashed these contests. There was a Timothy Chalamet contest in New York. I saw some footage on social media from it. It was hilarious. There was another one in Dublin with actor Paul Mescal. He also showed up. So we'll see if Jeremy Allen White comes to the Hill in Humboldt Park this weekend. But even if he doesn't, there will be presumably some people who look a lot like him.
Yeah, and everybody's going to be wanting a beef sandwich. That's 1 p.m. Saturday in Humboldt Park. And finally, employees at the Insomnia Cookies near Loyola have walked off the job. What's going on there?
Yeah, our reporter noticed a sign in the window at the Insomnia Cookies that said closed due to crime scene, which is something you don't normally see in a window. But there was a shooting in the neighborhood on October 28th, and one of the gunshot victims ran into Insomnia Cookies, and he was bleeding, and the manager there was, like, by herself and was like, I don't know what to do. Obviously, a very scary situation for her. She, you know, the paramedics came, they took care of the guy, he ended up being okay, but she closed the store. She was like, she called corporate and was like, can somebody come and help clean up this blood and help, you know, help me here, I'm freaked out. And she got fired for doing that. Other employees thought that was a pretty bad move on behalf of the company. So the 15 out of 20 staffers have quit. They have brought in other employees to run the store, and a federal employee safety complaint has been filed against Insomnia Cookies, which has also been operating without a business license for months, according to the city. So we are keeping an eye on what's happening there. But yeah, the employees said, we want to be safe here, and we at least, you know, the fact that there was a gunshot victim and then they fired me for wanting to leave is pretty harsh. So
yeah,
we'll keep you posted on that. And
I'll say that's at 6470 North Sheridan Road. Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.